KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's sunny and 32 degrees. We look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith said yesterday the chamber has a new program director. Kelsey B. Shorner of Wyota recently accepted the position previously held by Ashley Hayes, who left the chamber in November of last year. Smith said that she's really excited to have Kelsey join the team. She said also that Kelsey moved to the Atlantic area 7 years ago and has a great grasp of what the chamber does. Smith said that I think her ideas and knowledge will be a great asset to the organization. B. Shorner joins Smith, who is celebrating her third year as executive director. She began her job on Monday, March the 2nd. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reported Tuesday afternoon that two current members of the Board of Supervisors have filed nomination papers for re-election prior to the June 2nd primary. Republican incumbents Steve Byer and Steve Green submitted the required number of signatures Tuesday. Byer is the board chair and District 4 supervisor. Green is the supervisor for District 1. They join Republican incumbents Dale Sunderman, auditor, and Darby McLaren, sheriff, on the ballot in June, along with Democrat Russell Joyce, who is running for the District 5 supervisor seat. Also on the ballot in a no-party affiliation post is Leanne Pellett, candidate for the hospital board. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday passed a resolution setting the fiscal year 2021 maximum property tax dollars as follows. For general county services, $4.88 million. Rural county services, $2.80 million. The maximum property tax dollars requested for FY 2021 represents an increase over fiscal year 2020 of 2% in the general county services and just under 2% in rural county services. Now, a public hearing on the FY 2021 budget will take place March 24th, during which that budget can be reduced but not increased. The figure is determined Tuesday as the maximum levy, according to Auditor Dale Sunderman. Council Bluffs police say the operator of a motorcycle suffered serious injuries during a collision just after 5 p.m. Tuesday at South 6th Street and 16th Avenue. Authorities say an investigation determined a 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling southbound on South 6th and had stopped at the stop sign. It then proceeded into the intersection and collided with a 2014 Honda motorcycle, which was driving east on 16th Avenue. The motorcycle did not have a stop sign. The driver of the motorcycle was taken by ambulance to the Nebraska Medical Center. The driver of the Jeep was cited for entering unsafe roadway. No names have been released. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Traffic Unit. A judge has sentenced a retired Council Bluffs police officer to 2 years of probation in connection with the 2019 hit-and-run death of a bicyclist in Pottawatomie County. 56-year-old Bob Christensen received his sentence Monday after pleading guilty in the death of 55-year-old William Shepard, who died at a hospital after being struck by a vehicle at around 2:10 a.m. on May 11th of 2019. The accident took place on Old Lincoln Highway near North Line Drive. Prosecutors said Christensen had left the scene and then drove back in a different vehicle some hours later. His trial was scheduled to have begun yesterday. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said Tuesday on a social media post that his office had received an email Tuesday from the Iowa Department of Transportation. The DOT informed him that State Highway 92 west of Henry A. Wallace Road will be closed from Monday, March 16th through as late as October 1st of this year. The DOT said the closure was necessary while they worked to replace the bridge west of Henry A. Wallace Road at Sheldon Avenue on the east and Riverside Avenue on the west. The official detour, which will be marked for, will be for westbound traffic, includes Henry A. Wallace Road south to 310th Street in Adair County, then west through Orient and north on State Highway 25 to Greenfield. For eastbound traffic, the official route will be the exact opposite. Sheriff Vandewater said that I recognize that the motoring public may likely find their own alternative to the official detour. Please, he said, use extreme caution if you take gravel roads around the detour. Reduce your speed, always yield half the roadway, be patient, and drive defensively. Vandewater says, realize also that there will likely be extra traffic taking the same route as you, and be especially cautious of large farm equipment during the planting and possibly into the harvest season. Adair County Elections Deputy Josh Nelson reminds voters in his county that the voter registration deadlines for the June 2nd primary election are as follows. On Monday, May the 18th, is the worry-free postmark date. Registrations postmark on or before May 18th are considered on time to pre-register, even if they are received after 5 p.m. on May 22nd. Friday, May 22nd, is the last day to pre-register to vote in person at the auditor's office. Iowa law now permits Election Day registration. And Saturday, May the 30th, the Adair County Auditor's Office will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Officials of the West Central Iowa Solid Waste Management Association in Carroll report contaminated rural recycling trailers are placing an unnecessary financial burden on recycling services. Mary Wittry, regional contact for the West Central Iowa Solid Waste Management Association, said Tuesday rural recycling services face possible elimination of funding due to the vast amount of garbage being dumped into the trailers. The contamination of trash found in our rural recycle trailers places an unnecessary financial burden on the association to sort and ultimately landfill this material and could lead to rejection of our recyclables at the mill. The SWMA covers Carroll, Crawford, Guthrie, and Shelby counties and 11 communities in West Central Iowa. Recycling has been around since the Waste Reduction and Recycling Act of 1989. 31 years later, there's still confusion on what goes on in the recycling world and what goes into the garbage. SWMA says their rural recycling trailers have become a dumping site for many unrecyclable items. Those trailers are placed throughout their service area to provide easy and accessible recycling opportunities for those who live outside curbside collection zones. A misunderstanding of acceptable materials is putting the service in jeopardy. The poor recycling basics in the USA, they say, has closed the door for recycling exports, placing a toll on domestic mill ability to handle the amount of materials produced. Non-compliance results in a rejection of baled materials, sending them directly to the landfill. You can get recycling education on the association's website, www.westcentralsolidwaste.com, or call your local solid waste office with any questions. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.